I vaguely remember, you know, starting to, you know, pick up a bat and ball when I was around 3 years old. You know, they had that big red bat with the big plastic ball. You know, I'd toss it up and hit it, and I'd, you know, waddle and go chase it and kind of do it over again for hours. And first got into T-ball when I think I was 4 or 5 years old, and, you know, kind of went from there. Just coached by my dad ever since I was a little kid, and, you know, really had a passion for it at an early age.
There was the innocent days of baseball. They were the fun days, right?
You know, I played all sports, but even if it was basketball or football season, I was still practicing baseball and, you know, going up to the Little League fields across the street with Dad with a bucket of balls and a bat. And, you know, he'd throw me batting practice till the sun went down. And, you know, after I'd hit the entire bucket of balls, we'd chase them. We'd fill the bucket up and kind of do the same thing over again. And, you know, the repetitiveness of doing that over and over and over, a lot of kids would kind of get tired or burn out of it, but it was just something that I really enjoyed and really you know, liked to do from you know, sun up to sundown.
Okay, so you're obviously pretty good. I guess you pitched, played shortstop, did all what kids did that were pretty good at that time.
Yeah, you played pretty much every position. I tried to catch my freshman year of high school, and you know, when the ball would get close to the plate, you know, I'd close my eyes and hope I had my mitt in the right spot. So
you that know, didn't last long.
No, catching didn't last long. Maybe for two or three weeks. But you know, I knew that if I wanted to pursue baseball even further, that you know, it was time to start giving up some of those other sports. And it was tough for me to do because I played three sports ever since I was a 5 year old kid. So. Yeah. Giving those up was tough, but, you know, I still have a passion for football and basketball and still like to, you know, throw the football around and play basketball when I can and, you know, try to keep my shot pretty fresh, even though it's not that great. So. We put together a team called the Plano Stars when I was, I think we started that team when I was 13, right when we got after that, you know, whole Little League World Series deal ended after we were 12 years old.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, he wanted to continue to coach me and, so we put together a travel select league and our travel team, and we did very well for a couple of years. We played against you know, some of the best teams in the country at that point in time. You know, Team Florida, the Dallas Mustangs.
Did you travel?
Oh, we traveled quite a bit. The Wizards was another great travel team at that point in time. So he coached me up until I went to high school. So
fantastic.
You know, he loved being a part of the teams I was a part of, and it was good to have. And another guy that I went to high school with, his name was Brandon Bass, and his dad coached us for a while as well. His name was Rick Bass, and we had a great team put together of a lot of professional players at a young age. So, and what was great about Rick is that he would always wear those real thin windbreaker pants, even if it was 110 degrees out. He never liked to wear shorts, and I'm assuming that he had small calves. So, but yeah, I've got a lot of great memories of my dad coaching me and you know, a couple other coaches as well.
Did he help you deal with all those things that you had to deal with at that time, expectations and pressure and scouts coming and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we never really sat down and talked about it in depth, but, you know, over time we had conversations about, you know, college and the draft and kind of the things that entailed. You know, neither of us really knew exactly what to expect, but we went through the process together as a family, and, you know, I went to junior college for a year and was drafted. You know, I was drafted after high school. I was drafted after junior college my first year. And then, you know, we had a talk that, you know, we both felt like I still needed a couple years at a Division I school. And that's why, you know, I ended up going to TCU for 2 years. You know, I think to this day that's the best decision I've made in my career.
I love hearing guys talk about those days. Sounds like your dad and Mr. Bass really handled that well.
Well, yeah, and there was a great deal of I would call it pressure after my freshman year of college. You know, I pitched in the Texas Collegiate League that summer, and you know, I had a very good summer and was actually approached with the opportunity from Jim Schlossnagel, the head coach of TCU, to, you know, walk on campus my sophomore year and be the Friday night starter.
Ooh.
So. You know, that was there was a lot of pressure there, but I knew that the opportunity was was so great that it was something that that was very hard to pass up. So, you know, I was presented with the opportunity to sign with the Milwaukee Brewers after my freshman year of college. And, you know, as soon as I, you know, talked to Jim Schlossnagel and realized how great of an opportunity that was, I knew it was something that I couldn't turn down.